severe drought conditions have become so harsh in Central California that dry wells have become commonplace. The lack of running water has plagued East Porterville, an unincorporated Tulare County community, leaving scores of family homes without working wells. In this report, I visit the community and find a dry river, dry wells, and people whose basic necessities are threatened. This story is part of the California Endowment Health Journalism Fellowship, a program of the University of Southern California's Annenberg School of Journalism. For Andrea and Kevin Zucino, the drought has become too much to handle. They're out in front of the East Porterville Fire Station, filling two 40-gallon drums with non-potable water since their 80-foot private well dried up in August.
We seen a little dirt in the toilet and in the sink when we ran the water. So I knew something was going on, and then I went to go take a shower, and there was little twinkles of water and nothing, and nothing.
The couple is considering packing up their rusted Suburban and moving out of the community. Andrea says she knew it was only a matter of time before the water underneath her home was no more.
It's drained. Everybody on our block, their well's gone dry, except for one person. The very first one that went dry was like 6 months ago. We knew we were probably going to be next.
The Zucinos aren't alone in the community's thirst for water. Around 1,000 of the town's 7,300 people have no water flowing from their taps. This unincorporated part of Tulare County is surrounded on three sides by the city of Porterville, with a population of over 50,000. People who live in Porterville have many things East Porterville doesn't, including running water, sidewalks, and a city government. This little town has become ground zero for drought in the West. News agencies from across the globe flocked to the valley this summer to report on the town with no water. Even the Weather Channel reported on the town.
Right now, 100% of California is experiencing severe to exceptional drought. A drought that is.
But the region's struggle with water isn't new. East Porterville sits on a tributary of the South Fork of the Tule River, flowing out of a reservoir called Lake Success. The river at one time emptied into Tulare Lake, which was the largest freshwater lake west of the Mississippi, but has been diverted for irrigation. Today, water is usually let out of the reservoir down the river, split into channels, and slowly recharges the aquifer. Longtime East Porterville homeowner Donna Johnson has played a key role in supplying drinking water to the town.
This house is out of water. This house is out of water. This house is out of water. I think this house still has water.
Johnson, in a straw hat, zebra glasses, and tarnished gold bangles on her wrists, and her 19-year-old helper, show me around the parched town.
We're looking at a very, very dry offshoot of the Tule River. This feeds a lot of wells in this area, and it's been dry for over a year and a half.
Johnson is 72 years old and a self-proclaimed water warrior. After her private well went dry in June and rumors of more dead wells circulated, she went door to door in East Porterville to find out exactly how big the problem was.
I started talking to people and they go, my well's dry, or my sister's well's dry over here, or my grandmother's well dry went over here. And I go, well, how many people are dry? By the time I talked to a few people, I thought, oh, that's about 15 wells that are dry. That sounds like it might be kind of serious.
As the reports came in, Johnson, whose mother was a nurse, says her biggest fear was a health scare brought on by the lack of water.
When I went home to home, some of them were drinking water that looked like yellow and red. And some of them got desperate, and they'd have water that they knew wasn't good, and they'd start drinking it.
So she took it on herself to deliver water to each home with a dry well.
Some people would be a little bit afraid to talk to me, and I'd say, I'm just here to give you water. Do you need water? And then they'd be so grateful for it, and they said somebody came.
It wasn't until the local newspaper ran an article that said she was gathering water that she saw an outpouring from the community. Donations came from the Girl Scouts, Home Depot, church groups, and others. But even with growing numbers and countless calls to agencies across the region, Johnson saw little aid from the city of Porterville and Tulare County.
It's like just hitting a brick wall every few minutes. And I called Red Cross, and they said they were aware of the issue. And I said, but don't you come out when people have emergencies? And the statement I got is the county is aware of it. And I just thought, oh my God.
It wasn't until last month that Tulare County realized the health of East Porterville was at risk and began to hand out bottled water and non-potable water in the community. Andrew Lockman heads the County of Tulare Office of Emergency Services. He and his team had been mapping the number of homes without water in East Porterville since January.
What we're seeing within East Porterville here is the highest density that we're aware of anywhere in the county of private wells that have gone dry. So when we started with 182 homes, we actually finished with over 300 homes.
He says without rain, the riverbed running through this community will remain dry, dropping the aquifer under these homes even lower. He drives from Visalia to East Porterville a couple times a week. It's his job to make sure this place is free of widespread disease and to prevent loss of life.
The simplest form, if you don't have drinking water, you eventually will pass away. So that's why we've been trying to push out, you know, clean, safe bottled water, and trying to help those folks that are, you know, without a source of water, at least with some non-potable water so they can take care of the basic sanitary needs.
But in East Porterville, Donna Johnson, the town's water warrior, is still going door to door with bottled water in her chrome-colored F-250 with her 19-year-old water recruit.
Hello? Hi. I'm Donna. I hear you're out of water. How long have you been out of water?
Two or three months.
Well, I'm going to give you some water to help you until they get here with the other drinking water.
Okay, thank you, Donna.
And even though the riverbed is barren and wells are dry in East Porterville, it's quite possible that Johnson is really the river, the rain, and the health this town needed. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.